What up, y'all? It's Chase Banks, and welcome to another episode of Family Members Only Podcast. Today, we're going to do something a little different. I'm solo. I'm going to answer some of the questions and topics that y'all gave me. Before I do that, I want y'all to understand what Family Members Only Podcast is really about. It's not just about music. It's not just about social media. It's everything in one. Everything that's newsworthy in Wisconsin that has to deal with us, with who we are as people. I don't want to hear about how rich Apple Creek is or who got a yacht or what type of house. I don't care about none of that. We're going to talk about real shit that really happened in the Fox Valley and happened in Wisconsin. And we're going to talk to some of the people that really make that shit move. So, you know, we got interviews coming up back to back to back. We got a new couple guest hosts that'll be on permanently. We got the table and wine talk next week. So we definitely going to get into some new stuff and I can't wait for it. But this week, y'all just got me. Y'all going to deal with it. The topic that we're doing this week is love and relationships. Now, I know a lot of guys don't turn this off, but hear me out. This is something we need to talk about because things nowadays is weird. You know what I'm saying? It's weird. Nowadays, when we hear the word love, what does that mean now? It don't mean nothing. Like, everyone love everything. Bro. I love Sprite. I love tacos. I love the color blue. I love this. I love that. So now when you say to a woman or a woman say to a man, I love you, what does that really mean? Because, like, you love everything. Everyone love everything. So that word is really died down. It's watered down. And I think that's something that we as people need to look at and talk about and really get down to it on what love means. Because don't say in the same sentence, like, I love tacos and I love you. Don't say that because now I feel like I'm just like a taco. So don't say that. But love has changed. You know what I'm saying? It used to be where men would court women. I'm talking about like my grandpa. Courted my grandma, you know what I'm saying? My grandpa and granny, they didn't fuck or nothing. They ain't go to no club. But that's what we do. You know what I'm saying? Us guys, we go to the club, we find a little chick, and then we like, oh yeah, she bad. We in the fucking, we in the doing crazy shit, staying with her, or we go crazy over whatever we do. And women do the same thing. They go to the club looking for a guy, not knowing that that guy probably in that club, you know what I'm saying, every weekend. And that's what's wrong with the Fox Valley. That's what's wrong with a lot of Wisconsin. We just go out. We go to clubs every night. Go to bars every night. Like, what is we doing? Like, let's do something substantial. Let's learn each other. Let's go see a play or something where we can talk in between or go out to dinner where we can talk and get to learn each other. We moving too fast. And that's why nowadays love is misunderstood because we're not thinking about it when we're in it. We don't create that foundation. We don't create that communication. And then it's not love. And recently, a friend of mine was like, you know, why don't you ever talk about love when it comes to men? Like, men don't talk about their feelings. And that's just how men are. You know, I'm fine with it, but a lot of men just don't talk about it. That's how we grew up, or that's where we came from. But it's getting bad because nowadays they got a thing called temporary love. They say that's how people date nowadays. They say, we say I love you in like a month and break up in five. I was looking at average length of a relationship, and it's like, everywhere between 9 and 11 months. Like, that's sad. Like, that's sad as if when our grannies and grandpas been together, oh God, what, like 11 years, 25 years, 50 years, 30 years, 48 years, all this stuff, you know what I'm saying? And we like, oh, how long was your last relationship? Oh, like 10 and a half months. Like, we even put the half on there, like that matters. And that's on both sides. You know, I'm not going to say women is your fault. I'm not going to say men is your fault, but like, that again goes with the communication, understanding before the relationship. Like, don't fuck if y'all don't understand where each other at in life. You know what I'm saying? Don't sit there and say, let's have sex and then we'll talk later about where we at in life. No, because then when you find out the man ain't grown up and not mature, then it's his fault. But it's really your fault for not asking that question. And men, y'all the same way. The good men out there, I know a couple friends. I got a friend who's actually a host on the show, Hennessy Honcho. Good dude. He really want a relationship. He a hopeless romantic. Like, he a flirt, but he a hopeless romantic. But y'all look past him for a nigga with a chain and a designer shirt that he wore 8 times in 8 different cities. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, what was the point of that? If you want real love, go for the men that really want real love. Have that communication, understanding, and find the ones that really understand where you're at. Or men the same way. Find a woman that understands where you're at that's not just a gold digger or in it for the wrong reasons. And then, like, another question I got asked was like, you know, what do men need in a relationship to make it last? And she was like, because let's be honest, men are dogs, but like, not all. You know what I'm saying? I know I have friends that are dogs. I admit that I have friends that are dogs, but I wouldn't sit there and say all men are dogs. because that's honestly like saying all women are hoes or anything like that. I have a friend right now who I can admit want a relationship bad as hell. Y'all just be looking past him. And that's the only problem. I think what men want most is loyalty, honesty, respect. You know what I'm saying? Love, like we big babies at heart. Like I know men ain't gonna admit it. We supposed to be hard and shit, but rub my back sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Kiss on my neck for no reason type shit. Like that's what we really want. And you know, we want a homebody, a wife, like a real wife in all aspects of the word. But listen, I'm not advocating just for men. Like men, don't get it messed up. Like we were foul to women. You know what I'm saying? We didn't hurt them. And it might not be you specifically, but you have to understand that most women nowadays been hurt, been lied to, been cheated on. And it's our job to impact them better by communication and understanding. And I think that's a huge thing like that we miss. As men, you know, we think that a woman can hop right into a relationship and she might be willing to do that. But you got to stop. You got to pause and you got to help her heal first before she can be in any relationship. Because most time women don't heal. A lot of women are so strong and powerful that they like, I ain't got time to heal. I got to go to work. I got to feed these kids. I got to clean this house. I got obligations. I know a woman right now who do that. She done been hurt 1,000 times and she's still sitting there cleaning and doing everything she need to do for her kids and her household. And like, she never took the time to really just heal and relax and tell herself that she is beautiful and she is worthy. And men, that's our job. But women, don't think I'm not going to talk to you about it too, because women, that's your fault too. You move too fast. You look for love in all the wrong places. You got to understand men and you got to understand relationships. And first and foremost, you got to love yourself and understand yourself before you hop in a relationship and then be mad that the relationship only lasted 3 months or be mad that he's cheating on you. Be mad that he a dog. It's because you hopped in this relationship without thinking. You hopped in too fast. You didn't try to figure out the dynamics of the relationship, didn't see what y'all goals and dreams were and see if y'all are compatible. You were like, wow, he cute. He got some diamonds. His shoes nice. Nice smile. From the date. And man, y'all do the same thing. She take that little pretty picture. You know, the one with the angles and her eyes look like they're glowing and y'all fall for it. But see, that's what's wrong with social media, because that's not who a person is. I write a status and get 200 likes. And then I'm supposed to be a comedian? No, that's just, it's social media. So you on there and it comes with the territory. You make a funny post, whatever, but we put too much emphasis on social media. We literally look at it and we like, that's who that person is. So if a person talking about, I know women right now who never leave their house, they take care of their kids. The only time they leave is to go to work. They come back, they go to sleep right now, but they'll post some freaky stuff on Facebook, and then y'all like, oh yeah, she a hoe, she gone. Ooh. How you know she not just playing with y'all? They be bored. Same way a nigga bored, we get to play in the game. Women bored, they go on social media. Niggas, y'all do the same thing. You like every picture. I know a nigga right now that heart every single picture he see on them before he just scroll down his page. Oh, heart, 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 heart. That don't mean nothing. Social media don't mean nothing. Don't put social media in your relationship. Don't put it in your friendships. Don't put it in your family, because it's messy. It's about drama. That's how they make their money. That's how they keep people in. It's about the drama. Have fun on social media. Post about a dog. Post about whatever you want. It don't matter, because it's not really who you are all the time. Now, you could be funny and you could be dope in real life. All I'm saying is don't bring social media into relationships or friendships or any of that, because even though it might be the real you, you might be funnier, it might be just your personality or a persona that you use at the time, it's not for relationships. It's just not. So for you to ask the question, like, do I think social media has impacted the way we go about our relationships? Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. There's no trust. There's no understanding. There's no communication, because when you see your guy on Facebook or on Instagram or on Snap, you automatically think he's talking to a woman. And same, vice versa. Niggas do it too. Unless they don't care. And if a nigga don't care, then he don't want to be with you anyway. Or the nigga just so confident, he know you done fumbled the bag. And at this point, once you fumble the bag, the nigga gonna move on. And that's gonna be your fault for playing in his face. But you know, so with the social media, I'm not saying you can't have it. But you all gotta have an understanding between it. And that go back to like talking and communicating. And like just being there for each other and understanding who each other are behind social media. And then trusting each other with the social media. And I guess the real question is like, what qualifies as cheating for men on social media or women? Because if you create content like a lot of us do, and some of us get paid for that, Can you still communicate with like the opposite sex, or do you just have to like cut all ties? Because I know personally, to even monetize on social media, we have to comment back, we have to like, we have to share. Those are things we have to do. So I guess really, like, you have to understand what qualifies for cheating for you personally, men or women. I mean, like, if I know that I have had some trauma in the past with women talking to other guys and meeting other guys off of social media, then yeah, that's something I would have to vocalize in the beginning of the relationship. Like, hey, shorty, listen, I've been through a lot and I would rather you not talk to other niggas on social media. She can either respect her or she can't. But like I said, in any form of relationship, you have to talk. You have to communicate. You have to let them know how you feel and understand how they feel. Don't just be like, yeah, sure, but listen. You actually have to listen. You have to open your ears and understand what they're saying and try to have that empathy towards them, because that's the only way you're going to get through any of that. And then, like, you know, look for the red flags and the messiness. Like, you can see messy traits. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, don't just disappear. If we talking, you get mad at me, don't just block me and disappear for a day, because now, in my mind, you done cheated on me. I don't even care what you did. You could have been home sleeping, but in my mind, if you disappear, you done cheated on me. Or, like, if you just start an argument for no reason, like, let's say you hit me up and I'm like, yeah, okay, what up? And you're like, wow, you have an attitude. I'm cool on you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Like, that's weird to me. But I guess you just got to really look at the red flags and the messy traits. Like, if your guy ain't paying attention to you, or if he's showing you less effort than he did in the beginning of the relationship, or if he's on his phone and he tilted a certain way, or if when you go to like, hey, babe, let me play a song, and the guy was like, no, hold on, what song you want to play? Those are things that are red flags. Now, if y'all not together, then yeah, he could do that. Y'all got to respect that. Y'all not really together yet. Let the man do what he finna do. Like, don't think just because you go to a man's house at night and y'all fuck y'all together, like, that's crazy to me. But if y'all really together, like, vibing in this relationship, then yeah, those are red flags. But women, y'all do it too. You know what I'm saying? Don't be posting these pictures and then when guys in your inbox, you turn the thing, or don't be acting like you single on social media. Those are things that bring red flags for social media. Those are things that make people insecure, or maybe not even insecure, just distrust. You know what I'm saying? Like, in any relationship, it's 50-50. It goes both ways. So these questions that y'all ask me about social media and stuff, I guess it just really goes both ways and how y'all going to talk about it. And by this point in relationship, y'all should know each other enough to be like, okay, this is what I can do and this is what I can't do, out of respect for your partner. That's pretty much it. I actually asked another host, Hennessy Honcho, who will be here on the table, and he's one of the permanent hosts too. I asked him about it. I asked him, like, okay, when it comes to a girl, you know, showing her body or shaking ass on social media, does that bring up a red flag, or how does he feel about it? And this is what Hennessy Honcho said about the situation.
A female shaking ass on social media and her story does not make her a slut. It basically just shows either she got nothing to offer, or just this is what she's trying to offer people. Because at the end of the day, it's a lot of niggas out here that show off guns, that show off drugs, but they're neither killers, they don't really, you know what I'm saying, do all that shooting, they're not drug dealers, dope boys, they none of that, but you know what I'm saying, but they post it and all that. The only problem that I have is, like, when you doing this shit every day, like, I get on there on Monday, you shaking ass Tuesday, you're shaking ass Wednesday, you're shaking ass Thursday, you're shaking ass, like, goddamn, bitch, do you read? Do you write? Do you like art? Do you like driving cars? Like, what else is it other than you shaking ass? It's a lot of people that just feel like shaking ass is like a occupation, but y'all only doing it for likes, follows, and views.
No, I'm not saying that's my views per se, but I do agree with him on some of those points. I just think that when it comes to social media and everything else, we have to realize, like, what we put out in the world, that's what we're gonna get in general. I am religious, but I still believe in that. Like, whatever we put out in the world, that's what we're gonna get back. So if you shaking ass and showing whatever you want to show on social media, then that's how guys are gonna look at you. That's how they're gonna treat you. But I know good women too who, like, work, take care of home. They great women. They got cheated on too. But then I also know guys who out there really working. Like, bro got a job. A lot of my guys got real jobs and they can't find a girl at all to take them because they like, oh, he not a dope dealer. He not a drug. You know what I'm saying? He ain't getting all that money. His shit come in a real bank. You know what I'm saying? So I guess it just, we really got to decide, like, you know, what we want. And then we got to put that out into the world. Like, that's all you're gonna get from it. Go on, you know, start normalizing coffee dates and dinner dates and going for walks and nature walks and going to museums and going to plays. You know what I'm saying? Start normalizing those type of dates and you will get those type of niggas and you have those type of relationships. That's really all it is. But guys, you really not in the clear either because you judge women, like I said before. And so I asked someone who's a huge content creator, please go follow her because she's dope, personality dope. Her name is Love Rose. So I asked her if she feels judged or how she feels about social media and the influence it has on her outside life and her relationships and what she does to deal with that.
Well, people are going to have their opinions. As far as being, well, I don't feel it's being judged. I can't control what's out of my control, and that's the way people think, act, and receive certain things. However, men do tend to take things that I put on Facebook as if I'm doing it in real life. Like, I know most of it should be funny. It does. It is funny. I do it for the reactions, the engagements. However, it's just certain things men expect you to do because of what you post. And don't get me wrong. When you post certain things, you get a certain image. But in my case, I don't post certain things. And then when I do post things, people tend to take it the wrong way. I could have just seen a post, reshared it, or got an idea from the post and put it in my own perspective and own words. A person, if the shoe fit, here come a person wearing a shoe that fit, like, it's always something negative about social media, about being on social media. It goes from, you on social media all day, now that's what everybody do because now you're getting paid to do it. But before, it was a problem. When you used to be on social media all day, it was a problem with your mate or whoever you was dealing with. Or sometimes, just the people you're around. It was a problem. Now all of a sudden, everybody on it because you're getting paid. Now it's a good thing. It's more so of the judgment come from the wave that's being, the wave that's the world is in. It's more so of people just jump on waves, dude. Like, if a person say it's wrong, it's going to be wrong in their eyes. If a person wears this, they're going to start wearing it because, oh, that person cool, they wearing it. Boom, boom, boom. Like, so I don't feel like people's judgment really be how that person feel. It be more so of what the next person view is.
And I thought that was a really dope way to put it. Like, for me, I definitely agree with her. And it was cool to see her point of view when I was talking to her. And you guys will meet Love Rose next week on One Talk. And yeah, her views are really cool and she's deep. I just feel like that was all needed to be said throughout this whole episode. We talked about love and what that means and how to love. And then we talked about, you know, relationships. Remembering that social media isn't a relationship. Remembering that we need to talk and communicate and understand. Before we end, I'll say this. Life is crazy. You know what I'm saying? And we go through things and we meet people and we think we're in love, or we meet people and we think they're your friends and all this. But nowadays, you know what I'm saying? Focus on you sometimes. I feel like as humans and as people in general, we forget to do that. We forget to, like, stop, look in the mirror, and just focus on us and love ourselves. Because you can't. I don't care what you say. You can be in 1,000 relationships. You could be married for years. You cannot love someone else till you love yourself. And I don't mean fully, because we all have things, we're nitpickers. We all have things that we might not like about ourselves. But to love yourself in general is a beautiful thing. Like, I love myself, you know what I'm saying? And that's just what we need to look for. And that's what we need to strive to do, is love ourselves. And then learn to be honest in all things we do. And learn what loyalty and love mean to us. And then from there, when you meet someone, remember to create a foundation. Remember to have love, respect, honesty, loyalty, communication, understanding, empathy. Those are things that go into a foundation, and you want to make that solid before you build any type of relationship. So men and women, you know, strive to love each other and just be there for each other and really understand who you are and who your partner is. And maybe you're already in a relationship, and maybe you listen to my podcast and you're looking at him and you're mad. Don't do that. Don't do that, because, you know, I do not promote domestic violence. What I'm saying is talk to him or talk to her and get an understanding. And I'm telling you, I promise if I'm wrong, comment, email me, tell me I'm stupid. But once y'all get a communication understanding, y'all might not be together, but you'll be happier. Or y'all might be together and your relationship will be so much stronger. So thank you for listening. I'm Chase Banks. This is Family Members Only Podcast. I want to shout out Love Rose for being on this show. Thank you so much. Y'all go follow her. She has a dope personality, like I said, and her content's just hilarious. And I want to thank Hennessy Honcho for being on here too. Bro, you always come through. Can't wait to have you on the show later this week. And y'all just stay blessed, y'all.